This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield. Dan Neal scored a coup last year as the first ever automotive critic to win a Pulitzer Prize for his writing in the LA Times. But General Motors hasn't been nearly as charmed by Neal. Last week, GM announced it was pulling all of its advertising from the Times. The reason, GM said, quote, some factual errors and misrepresentations in the editorial coverage. The move coincided with a Neal review that called for the ouster of GM's chief executive and referred to the Pontiac G6 as a sales flop. And whether General Motors' actions are seen as its only recourse or a desperate attempt to flex its muscle, the stakes are high, from $10 to $20 million in advertising. Keith Crane is publisher and editorial director of Automotive News and Auto Week. He's also chairman of Crane Communications, which owns Advertising Age, which is my day job employer, which leads me to say, Mr. Crane, sir, welcome to the show. You look absolutely marvelous. You've been working out?
Yes, I have indeed. And how are you? It's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. So first, let's just establish General Motors' business situation.
Well, General Motors has been taking their lumps in the last couple of months, and I have watched GM's market share slide precipitously from almost 60% now down to something around 25%. There was a time when GM was part of the big three plus maybe American Motors. Today there are 40 companies going after their customers.
So maybe GM is no longer the 900-pound gorilla of the industry, but it's still an 850-pound gorilla with a vast ad budget to use as a weapon if it decides to shoot the messenger. Is that what's happening here, ad budget as weapon?
I think it is. When I heard about it, I was a little bit chagrined and I must say disappointed. I think that it was somebody down in the middle of the corporation probably did a knee-jerk reaction to some criticisms that the LA Times wrote. And I'm not sure that they did something with the blessing of the entire corporate staff and particularly the hierarchy. And it was a mistake. It was a big mistake.
Well, let's talk about mistakes, because if I'm not making one, Automotive News has itself been in this very situation, thanks to some stinging commentary from a journalist called Keith Crane.
In the years that I have published Automotive News, we've lost a considerable amount of money to make sure that we maintain our editorial integrity. Most of the time, sophisticated advertisers understand that journalists deserve free commentary, and they will often send a letter to the editor. There are opportunities for them to rebut what we say. But occasionally, there will be advertisers who just say, that's too much. I'm going to cancel my advertising. That's the only thing I have to do to let you know how unhappy I am. And they go ahead and they do it.
Putting yourself in GM's shoes for a moment, I guess you can see how a company might wonder why it's spending millions of dollars with a news organization that is just slinging pot shots.
But the thing that gets me is that if GM had thought for 30 seconds, they probably could have gone to the LA Times and said, listen, we don't agree with what you're doing, and we would like to have the opportunity to counter their criticism. And I will bet you money that the LA Times, like any other good publication, would say, well, fine, we'll give you an opportunity to answer those criticisms. And they would have been able to do that and probably gotten a lot more result than by just, in a snit, pulling the ads.
Once I did a piece for Playboy, and I went back to find all the original reviews of cars like the original Corvair and the Edsel and the Chevette. And I found out that in the automotive magazines, the Buff books, they were uniformly positive because the Buff books have never met a new car they didn't like. And I'm wondering if, because Dan Neal was a critic, if GM's expectation was just, you know, for puff piece after puff piece, and they just weren't prepared for any kind of stinging criticism from this particular quarter.
The fact of the matter is, I think that kind of journalism you're alluding to with Buff books that are almost apologetic for all the cars that are coming out, I don't think exists anymore. I also think that the LA Times probably had to have a lot more articles than just one that were critical of GM before GM's fuse finally got so short that they blew up.
So how do you think it's all going to end up at, let's say, 6 months from now?
I think GM will be back advertising in the Los Angeles Times and busy at the business of trying to sell cars and trucks to people who read the LA Times. And I think the LA Times will continue to be as critical as they ever were.
All right. Well, Keith, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Mr. Keith Crane is chairman of Crane Communications, publisher and editorial director of Automotive News, and ultimately my boss.